call the May 7th meeting of the Public Works Committee to order. We are two tonight. Counselor DeMarco has an excused absence. So any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
On to the minutes. Did you have a chance to look at the minutes?
I did.
Any changes or discussion about the minutes? Thanks to Tiffany for doing that.
Yeah, I didn't catch anything out of order in the minutes.
They're good by me, so we shall approve those. All right, on to business. Engineering contract renewal. Director Capping.
Okay, so what's before you tonight is a request to renew the city engineer contract. It's actually not due until August, but I hate to wait till the last second to get it through. So in 2013, we went through a process to select a city engineer. We selected HBH, and they've been our engineer ever since. The current contract expires August 15th. And over the past several years, HBH has been great to work with. They've finished their projects on time, usually under budget. They've been a great help with DEQ in this process that we're going through right now with the sewer plant upgrade, which is coming quickly. And so it is our recommendation that we renew the contract for one more year with HBH. This is the last year that we can just do a renewal. So in fall, I'll go out for an RFP for a city engineer again, and we'll go through the process once more. But by doing it in fall, that gives us plenty of time to get it done prior to the next contract being
Is it up. 5 years? Is that how
we
it works?
We went 5 years on this one, yeah.
Okay. Oh, so it's up to whatever.
It's up to whatever
the
we
council decides.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
5 years is nice because it, you know, it gives you those options over those 5 years to just renew. Yeah. However, at any time within that 5 years, you can agree to not renew. So depending on how that's written. So, like I said, we went through the process. We followed all the rules through this. This is the last year, but I would recommend that we extend it by 1 year. We've been contacted by DEQ that we are going to have to start the pre-design report. So HBH is all up to speed on that. I'd hate to switch now and start over, but completely up to you guys if you want me to do something different.
You know, it doesn't make any sense to me to change horses in midstream to save a buck. You know, they've been good to you, and they have the information. They're on board. We're not going to save money long term by changing engineering firms.
No.
You know, all we're going to do is we're going to muddy the water, complicate things. So.
Yeah, it definitely would. So slow down the process.
I'm all in favor of we need to pass this along to council. Is that what we do?
Yeah, so it'd go to full council for their approval, and none of these things tonight are going to go tomorrow. They'll go in June.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So any disagreement? Any problem with recommending we pass this along?
No, I don't. It sounds like they've been a good firm and that they saved you money when you switched over in 2013. That's what I remember. But do you mind just saying a few words about the thing that's in the process?
The upgrade to the sewer treatment plant. Yeah, so, you know, we have had the longest standing MAO of anybody, which is an agreement that we basically don't have to meet our permit. So they're trying to close out all those things. So they're requiring us to come up with a plan so that we can design something to meet our permit every day. So what happens is we've went through this whole process on, you know, trying to figure out what we're going to build, how we're going to build, whatever. But DEQ has kind of stalled us out along the way with not wanting to give us any parameters of staying in Flat Creek, going to the Long Tom. So this last email they sent to me said, hey, we've sent you all the parameters for the testing of Flat Creek. If you guys don't have anything to add or dispute, then we'd like you to move forward with the pre-design report. So what we'll do now is we'll go through the process to look at what we're going to build and design that to meet the parameters to stay in Flat Creek. Now, they could come back and say, no, 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 you can't stay in Flat Creek. You got to go to the Long Tom. But everything that we're designing will meet the criteria for the Long Tom too, except for one piece. There's one piece of a, we call it an augmentation pond. So in the low flows in the creek, we could actually augment the creek with water. We'll pull it out in high flows, put it back in low flow so that we can continue to discharge. If we had to get out of Flat Creek, that would be the only piece that we would give up. And we'd switch that from that to a pump station. So we expect that pre-design probably costs right around $100,000 to get done. Well, I think we have 300 days to get the pre-design done, if I remember right from the timing. So from the time they say go, we'll have 300 days to get it back to them and have them start their review process, which could take another 45 days, 50 days.
DEQ?
Yeah.
So we're a year away before we're going to start construction, roughly?
Well, we're a year away before they say, yes, we agree that pre-design works. Now we want to see the engineered design.
Oh, gotcha.
At that point, we'll go out for an RFP. We won't have our in-house engineer do that. They're more than welcome to bid that with the understanding that if they get that job, they will no longer be our city engineer during that process. We'll go hire another one.
Yeah.
Because I want checks and balances. I don't want to end up in the same thing that happened with the state hospital. Where we had no checks and balances. Yeah. Our engineer was their engineer, was the design engineer. So that's a messy process for me.
Yeah, it is.
So we want to make sure that we're being protected no matter who the engineer is that designed it. And that, you know, like I said, I trust HBH, they're a great engineer. However, I want to make sure that we've got somebody double checking their numbers and making sure that things are correct. So
makes sense.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Going to Long Tom, how much of a trench or whatever, or are we going to put a pipe and to go down?
You'd put a pipe. We'd pipe it all the way out. We'd have to build a pump station and pump it to the Long Tom.
Okay. The facilities that's presently at, the thing that's running now, would pump that out there, right?
No. No, we'd have to build another pump station.
Okay. I was up there this morning. There's water to the west of your station. In that ditch, down in the grass field, and that there's no water to the west, to the east side of that. I just wondered if we got a leak in there someplace, maybe.
Mm-hmm. We don't have a leak in our pond. I'd have to go. I'll have to go over and look at it.
Oh, I couldn't see any water running or anything there, but there's water in the ditch.
Huh? Yeah, I have to go look.
Okay. So Salt Creek is where.
Flat Creek?
Go ahead. I'm not trying to interrupt.
I'm sorry, this is just FYI. You got a dog, don't go running in the grass. They put dye on it. I got a blue beagle.
Oh, you got a blue beagle now? Uh-oh. That's their fertilizer. Flat Creek is the creek that's right next to our lagoon. It's the one we've been dumping into for 20, 30 years.
So west of town?
Yeah.
So yeah, if you go west of town, just before you get to our lagoon, you'll cross the bridge. That's Flat Creek.
And then, but there's, so how far is the Long Tom from there?
It depends on where they tell us we have to go in.
Really?
Their original thought is they want us to go in by the dam out by Ferguson, which is about a 5-mile stretch of running pipe, which adds a lot of cost.
Wow.
However, they still haven't told me if they've got the Long Tom delisted, so right now we couldn't go there even if we wanted to, because it's 303 delisted, which means we can't put anything in it. Mm-hmm. So that's why we've decided to move forward with the pre-design to go into Flat Creek.
And Flat Creek is right there.
Yeah, right there.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Thanks for the background.
Sure.
All right. Next is purchase of equipment.
So forward that one to council. The engineer?
Yes.
Okay.
Please. Yes.
Okay.
That was our recommendation.
I thought it was, but I wanted to double check, make sure I didn't assume something.
Nope.
Okay. So purchase of equipment and trucks from the Lane County Auction. So this is a request to be able to purchase those things from the Lane County Auction. So every year that Lane County puts on an auction and they have different agencies, EPUD, Lane Fleet Service, City of Eugene, all these people take their vehicles and equipment and they put them in this auction. The problem that we have with the auction is it always falls on a date where it's hard to get in front of the council, the committee, and then the council before the date comes up for the purchase. So I'm trying to take a preemptive strike here and get you guys to authorize me to...
Is that in the fall? Is it in the fall or when
is
it?
Yeah, it's usually right around September.
Okay.
To get you guys to go ahead and approve some things that we're looking for, some things that are in the CEP up front. That way, when they do come up, last year I missed out on a roller that we really could have used. Would have been great for us at the price. We could have got it for about $7,000, but I couldn't get it back in front of the committee and the council in time to get your guys's blessing. Even though it's within our spending limit and Jason's spending limit, I like to bring those purchases in front of you guys so that, you know, this doesn't feel like I'm just going out and buying stuff. There's a reason we want it. There's a reason we need it. And I like you guys to be in the loop so when someone asks you the question, you can answer it.
Is this in next year's budget?
Yes.
Okay.
So everything that I'm looking for in here is in next year's budget. It's either in the CEP or I've transferred a little extra money into those capital funds for something like a roller. Because we don't have a roller, so it's not in the CEP.
Roller, I presume.
Yeah, a roller for asphalt.
Gotcha.
So therefore, that roller is not in the CEP. However, you know, every time I rent one, it costs me $1,000. So if I could buy one for $7,000, that'd be money ahead. And then we're not at the mercy of, are they making asphalt? Can I get a roller? It's, are they making asphalt? We have the roller. We can move forward. Because if they're making asphalt, you can almost bet the rollers are gone because someone's already renting them.
Sure.
So if we have our own, we don't need a huge one. We just need a 4-foot drum that would do everything we want to do. And there is some specific stuff that we'll be looking for. We're looking for a dump truck because one of ours is up for replacement this year. And we'll be at $15,000 or less for that dump truck. A truck or SUV for the building official. A trailer, less than $3,000. And then, like I said, we would really like to be able to purchase a roller if it comes available. I've kind of set aside about $8,000 for that so that we have that extra money sitting there, and then I could roll that into the CEP, replace it every 10 years or so. It wouldn't be a lot of money out every year to save for that. So
are we taking any of our equipment to the auction?
We're not. Usually our stuff is at the end of its useful life, so I auction that off here. We do it through a website, and then we put that money back into whatever department that came from. So, for instance, that dump truck, however we divided that dump truck up when I bought it, so there was a percentage that came out of streets, water, and sewer. I'll put that same percentage back in on whatever we made from that truck. So it goes back to the same account we took it out of.
Yeah.
I do put all that money back into the CEP, though. I don't put it into the general budget.
Yeah.
It all goes back into CEP for equipment purchase.
Makes sense. In and out.
So.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Why wouldn't we use two additional vehicles that we presently have and not being used, as far as I know, the Jeep and the Escape? It's in the general budget.
So I've asked the chief about the Escape. I want no part of the Jeep. It's not going to be a good enough vehicle for us to use for the building official.
Oh.
No. But the Escape would be, and I've asked him if he would sell me the Escape. So that's possible that one of these could go off by us purchasing the Escape from the police department. So it's be a purchase, but I asked him about the Escape about 3 weeks ago. He hasn't got back to me whether he wants to get rid of it.
The problem with the Jeep is just unreliable and at the end of its life.
Yeah, it's for a building official that could be running multiple places, I'd hate to put him in that Jeep. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. That's good. It's good to know that we can use some of the vehicles we have. That kind of makes sense.
And I hit the Chief up about that Escape. I'd love to buy the Escape from them instead of them selling it to somebody else.
Yeah.
It's a good vehicle. It's got a fairly new tranny in it. I know everything about that because we service it. So Right. I'd be for all purchasing that one and just turning that into something for us.
Okay. So. Well, I'm all in favor of you making the proposal to council for the equipment purchases.
Okay.
I have no problems with this. Council?
Nope.
I don't. Okay. You have a blessing.
Great.
My only proviso is you might mention if you're not locked into this one auction, it's going to be, you know, whatever, wherever your opportunities arise to buy things. Maybe like the
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll bring up like the chief's vehicle.
Yeah.
There is a provision in our truck replacement plan that says if I can't buy a good vehicle from the auction, then I have the right to go to some other place to buy the vehicle as long as I've got the money budgeted.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, great.
I think in there it says you can purchase new, but we won't have the money to buy a new vehicle.
Half the price, yeah.
Okay.
All right. On to storage tank cleaning and inspections.
Okay. So what's before you tonight is a request for you guys to review the bids for storage tank cleaning and inspections. We do this every 3 years. We go in and clean the tanks. They do them while they're live online. They do it with divers in dry suits. And they go in and they have a vacuum that actually sucks the settled debris out, gets it out of the tank. They clean the tank. They inspect the tank, give me a full report. So I went through and had four different companies bid. And you have to read their bids very carefully because most of them, their bid included 3 inches of sedimentation. Liquid Vision's bid included 4 inches of sedimentation. There was two companies that could do repairs underwater. Liquid Vision was one of them, and Rubicon was one of them. However, Rubicon's bid was for 3 inches, and they had a bunch of stipulations in there that if this happens, then we charge you X, and if this happens, we charge you X.
Remember, $300 difference.
Yeah, not that much money. So I looked at those bids very carefully, and I went through the whole process of what our pros and cons are out of each one. And although Liquid Vision looks more expensive, what we get out of them is a better deal. Just in case, we've never cleaned the south elevated tank, so that could have a little bit more debris in it than what we think. However, I'm not anticipating that.
Do you think you have more than 4 inches of sedimentation in there?
I don't think so, but the very first time we did the tank here, after we put it online, we had probably close to that. And so in 3 years, that stuff settles out. My guess is we probably won't, but I hate to hedge my bet on that.
Yeah.
So the other thing I looked at is, who's the most local business that we have? And Liquid Vision comes out of Klamath Falls. Everybody else is either out of California, Montana, or Colorado. So trying to keep it as local as I could, I lean towards Liquid Vision.
Yeah.
So I looked at how much theirs would cost me at $72.50 to have them come out and do it. And then I would like to set aside $57.50 just in case we have any repairs that we need to make. So just to put it all in perspective, in the CEP, I budgeted $13,000 for tank cleaning and repair. That's all coming out of the water capital fund for 18-19. And it'd be out of line item 264-100-800-230, which is the CEP. The capital improvement line item. So we did follow all the rules that our legal tells us we have to follow with procurement. By going out for four bids, it's actually one more than we had to get. So it would be staff's recommendation that we move forward with Liquid Vision and get them online to come out sometime after July.
Makes sense.
That's very interesting.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
I've got a video of the last one we did too. It's actually a pretty cool process. They dry suit up, they chlorinate themselves so that they're not putting any bacteria in the water. They chlorinate all their equipment and they go through and just, it's got divers got a camera on. They'll talk back and forth to the truck, what they see, so it gets recorded. So when they go do their report, they have snapshots and recording of their actual dive.
What a crazy job.
Wow.
Yeah. So
they climb up into these towers 100 mm-hmm. feet above the ground and do a mm-hmm. scuba dive.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's complete dry suit.
Well, again, I think, if we try to save a nickel, it's going to cost us a dollar. So it makes sense to pick a firm that we're comfortable with, one that's going to clean more of the sedimentation if we have it, and then won't have all the add-ons, the all unknowns. So I'm in favor of recommending this to council to proceed with this.
Okay. Like I said, all three of these will go to the June council meeting.
Okay.
I didn't try and guess. I figured they would all pass, but I hate to guess and put them on the agenda and then have to pull them off. So
yeah, sure.
There was nothing pressing here that couldn't wait till June anyway. So
when will this be done?
What?
The water tank?
Sometime after July. So what I tend to do with them when they clean is I call them up and say, hey, we've awarded the bid to you. Send me the papers. I'll sign them. Now, when are you going to be in the area? Because I don't want to pay an additional MOB fee.
Yeah.
So I let somebody else cover
gotcha.
A lot of that.
So while they're on the way
to get them to come
while
through.
They're on the way to Portland or Salem.
Right.
Yeah.
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 So
gotcha.
That's exactly
great.
What I do. So nice. There's no set date. I just
sure.
say it's got to be somewhere between July and June
yeah.
of the next year.
But
the last one was done in the middle of December.
It doesn't interrupt service, does it?
No.
Yeah. So
we stay online. We nothing happens.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's
very cool.
Pretty cool process.
Cool. Yeah, I bet.
The only adjustment on the agenda forecaster was me adding these items to the beginning
okay.
of current business.
Okay. Any other business?
I have no other business.
Anything you have?
I just wanted to say I thought what you brought up to the budget committee was really interesting.
As far as?
It's worth a lot of thought. And just that whole summary of the streets
and the
different costs. That's a big job, and I think it's cool that you're working on it in advance. And that got triggered in the discussion of the budget so we could be proactive instead of...
Jeremy and I were working on it, just we weren't quite there yet. So, last year we got a little bit of money for the franchise fee. This year we got more money so we can do more work. So, it's one of the things that Jeremy and I talked about at the beginning of this year is we need to really get active on knowing exactly what we have.
Mm-hmm. Well,
for
I think
what needs to be done.
The budget committee and certainly the council, I think, is definitely on board with repairing streets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any opposition anywhere in the council that I'm aware of to trying to make that a high priority.
Yeah.
So that was glad you identified that, and we could get some numbers so people get a real feel of where we are.
Right.
Mm-hmm. One of the piece of business I have is CDC did talk a little bit about the downtown plan.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in generality, we're going forward with the plan, and we still have to do a walk around and look at things, but that is happening.
So I sent that sketch and the rendering off to our engineers and ask him for a budget number.
Great.
So he should be getting back to me on that.
Great.
He said, yeah, it's definitely something they can do. As far as doing it at their firm, and he would talk to his more of his street guy.
Again, it'd be nice to get
a
firm number so we know if it's even feasible for us to proceed with that or not.
I think the head-in parking on front will pose some problems because I don't think we can go straight in. I don't think there's enough space there. Jeremy and I went and looked at that, and we'll probably have to angle it like we did on 6th Street.
Yeah.
Which isn't the end of the world, but it's not probably as good as being straight in, although people figure out how to go around the block to get into it if they want to park there. So,
well, we can certainly talk about it. We've had some experience with angled parking.
Yeah.
So we can certainly talk about the pros and cons of that.
There may be enough there. I mean, until we have it surveyed, I'm guessing where that line is.
Certainly front isn't as busy as 6th is.
Yeah. So.
That's true.
You know, we definitely end up better off, even if we ate up some of that, you know, parking that's on the side now.
Yeah.
By going straight in, but we'll just have to see.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the only thing I can see posing us a little bit of problem. Not that we can't do it, this we may have to alter it from being straight to a little bit of an angle.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I did send that off. Jordan and I talked about that after that meeting, so I had him send me all that, and I sent it off to HBH and said, hey, give me a ballpark. I'm not going to hold your feet to the fire, but what do you think something like this would cost to engineer?
I think what we were kind of thinking is that we know the makeup of the committee now. We don't know what the makeup of the committee is going to be after the first year. So this, if we're going to ever look at it, we've got a consensus that we're all interested in it. Mm-hmm. And so the time to look at it is now.
Yeah, and then it's just figuring out how we're going to pay for it.
Correct.
You know.
Yeah. Is it feasible? Can we pay for it? Is it doable or not?
Right.
Yeah. That's a separate question.
Yep.
So. Mm-hmm. Any other business?
No.
I'm good.
I know.
Thanks for
very quick.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, we are adjourned at 6:56 p.m.
Hey, before 7:00.